Welcome to today's episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. It's all about faith, understanding, encouragement, and life. Be blessed by this episode.
Blessed be God, it's a joy to come your way with God's word. Romans chapter 2, the verse number 1. Therefore, any of you who judges is without excuse. For when you judge another, you condemn yourselves, since you, the judge, do the same things. Chapter 2 of verse 1 of the book of Romans is continuing the thoughts in chapter 1, where God is presented as judge whose wrath has been unfolded against the wickedness and unrighteousness of people. And chapter 1 ended in verse number 32 by saying that although people knew full well God's just sentence, that those who practice all those ungodly acts deserve to die, they not only do them but even applaud others who practice them. So it is in the thought of this that he says that any of you who judges, who makes themselves a judge of other people's life and of other people's conduct, you are without excuse. And he says that when you judge others, you condemn yourself. The reason you condemn yourself is because it says the very things you accuse and judge others of, you yourself are also committing such acts. Remember, Romans chapter 1 talks about a long list of acts or vices or ills that people practice. For instance, from the verse number 28, it talks about the fact that they did not acknowledge God, and so God delivered their worthless mind to do what is morally wrong. In 29, it talks about the fact that people are filled with all unrighteousness, evil, greed, and wickedness. They are full of envy, murder, quarrels, deceit, and malice. They are gossips. 30 says they are slanderers, God-haters, arrogant, proud, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents. 31 says they are undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, and unmerciful. And he says that any of you who judges others, you also commit the same things. Because whilst you may be judging others of murder, you may be committing envy. Whilst you may be judging others of quarrels, you may be committing gossips. Whilst you may be judging others of being God haters, you may be proud and boastful. Whilst you may be judging others of being disobedient of parents, you may be undiscerning and untrustworthy, or unloving and unmerciful. So he says that when you judge others, you are without excuse because you are condemning yourself, since you also do the very things that you judge others of. The lesson is that judgment belongs to the Lord. It is not of us to judge other people's life and other people's conduct. We leave the judgment to the Lord because it is the Lord who judges all things. The Lord bless you. Shalom, peace, and life to you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fuel with Pastor Emmanuel. Till I come your way next time, grow in faith, increase in understanding, give encouragement, enjoy life in Christ.